Okay, deep.
Yeah.
There's a lot to unpack there.
Yeah.
And I'm worried about you. Let's be fair.
Welcome to the Music Video Night podcast, where we watch music videos and deconstruct them into meanings that couldn't possibly be there. I'm Jared.
And I'm Travis. And we're not experts in music or videos.
All right. Okay. So today, a big episode for us. But first, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Good. Kind of. So I did... forget that we were doing the podcast tonight for just a little while. It was about 7:30. I had dinner. I sat down. We were watching a movie, and I was like, this is the perfect night. And she was like, I know, but the podcast. And I was like, aha!
Yeah.
No.
So we've gotten so used to doing it middle of the day now
yeah.
that this is an actual night podcast for yes. you.
Now, I had already done my studying.
Really?
Yeah, so it wasn't like, I just totally forgot that it was happening. I did all my actual study.
I did it when I got home from work today. Mm-hmm. But look, we've got more important things to talk about right now.
Yeah.
First of all, listeners, we finally have a guest again.
It's been years.
It's been so long.
Yeah.
But we have a guest, and Jared, I think it's proper for you to introduce this guy.
So this guy goes back to very early college days, and we even knew of each other in our toddler days. Toddler being late high school.
Yeah.
And now he is here. He has been roped into this, tricked perhaps into listening to a few episodes. This is my buddy, Matt Tyson.
Hello. Hello. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Perfect. Great. Man, if you were. We're so glad to have you.
Yeah. It was a good, smooth introduction. I like that. It was. Hello and thank you. It was radio. You were a DJ.
Yeah, sort of. I mean, I for a short time in college, I showed up to a radio show, and he let me on the radio. Wouldn't call myself a DJ. I was more like a
therapist.
There, yeah.
A bully?
Just like... a 19-year-old with access to a microphone. It wasn't actually very good at all, so hopefully this will be better than that was.
You do have a sultry voice.
I'm enjoying
that already. Yeah.
We're going to take advantage of that.
Okay.
So, anything from last week's episode, Travis, which was Born to Die by Lana Del Rey?
No, I have nothing to add to it. No. I think we covered it pretty well.
Okay. I have two corrections from previous episodes. Sorry, uh-oh. This will take... So, on the video by... what's his name? The last name was Hogan. The director was...
Oh, God, yeah. I don't have those notes with me.
Yeah, it's been a little while. Was it our first one? Paul. It was David Hogan for Crush and for Paige.
Right, okay.
Crocodile Dundee's name is Paul Hogan.
Oh.
I said they had the same name. They do not.
Oh, and did someone call you out on it?
No, I just realized.
Unfortunately. Guys, see, this is what we need you for. When Jared says something stupid, yeah. I need y'all to admonish him on everything.
And another one, while we were going on, sorry, there's a lot of backstory on this one because I gotta cover this. So while we were gushing about last week's song, Lana Del Rey, I was talking about how important it was to me and Kristen, had a lot to do with our, like, early on in our relationship. It was also our wedding song. Kind of left that part out. That's on me.
Did she listen to that episode?
Yeah. And so it was very obvious that that was our wedding song, but I was too busy reminiscing about our whole history. I forgot it was the wedding song. So my bad.
Nice. Good to know. All right. We got that out of the way. Yeah. What are we covering? No, first, sense of the day.
Yeah.
What are we wearing?
So we are wearing three different Tom Ford Noirs. I have on the regular. You have on the extreme. Matt, you're wearing the anthracite.
Anthracite.
Yeah. And we're just smoky cigar boys.
Yeah.
Smells very good.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of my favorites.
So that was it. Now we can talk about this music video. Golly. Sorry. To keep everyone waiting. We are covering Chumbawamba's Tub Thumpin'.
Yay.
This was my favorite.
Tell us how excited you were to do this.
I was excited. This was in 1997. This was my favorite song in the whole world.
Okay.
Like, it was, I was a big fan.
Yeah. How did you come across it?
K98 probably, like truly, like just, I mean, it had gotten really popular, and so it was, you know, it was one of those things. I remember one, you know, I think it was like one particular summer, maybe, I don't know, it was forever ago, but it just, you know, driving to and from wherever in the summertime and just playing all the time on the radio, feeling like every time we got in the car it would come on, and I don't know, I liked it. It was, it was something new, it was something I hadn't heard before, it was something I was like, oh, this is kind of different, so I liked it. I didn't find out till years later there was even a music video. I was a child when this happened. So
When did you see this video? For this?
The first time I saw this, honest to God, I think the first time I saw this music video was probably in college.
Okay.
It was one of those times like, I love that song. I never saw a music video. I need to look that up. And then just Googled it and came across it and was like, oh yeah, that looks like the 90s.
So I'll share that sentiment. I don't think I remember ever watching this till college.
Okay. Y'all just happened to catch it on something random.
Yeah, maybe, because no, I don't know.
It was like one of those just...
You Googled it.
You know, like, I wonder what that was, and, you know, you have this access to the internet now, and this is the fourth time it's played now.
It's on a loop.
It is, yeah.
good catch. Wow. I can't wait to see what you found.
Oh, we'll see.
Yeah, and so I guess similarly to everyone else, like, I remember this song, but I remember the video back in the day. I had this CD. Ooh. And I don't have any like deep attachment to it, but we did listen to it a lot for soccer camp. It reminds me of sports. Like, you know, okay. Just like,
yeah, yeah.
Okay. Maybe because we lost a lot. I don't really remember. But, you know, it seems like
you got knocked down, but you got back up again.
Yeah.
Right. So on the surface, it has a very encouraging message, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the song itself.
Sure.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, past that, guys, I mean, we're just... We just casually know this song.
I have a memory. I have a distinct memory of this song from, and I've tried to look up video of it, and especially before this, I couldn't find it. But there was one particular like rockin' New Year's Eve, you know, like you know, there was one particular one of those. I for the longest time have thought it was 99 to 2000, but I might have been mixing. I don't know. 97 to 2000 is kind of a 1 year, you know, anyways to me. And so so it might have been different, but I remember watching them play this song live on like one of the New Year's Eve countdown shows.
Yeah.
Seeing them like do the horn part live. I don't know. Again, as a kid, this was a new experience for me to sit in and get to turn around and see it live. I was like, oh,
it has kid energy.
It does.
The song does itself.
Right. But it's got enough of that alternative, you know, flair to be like, oh, this is not Backstreet Boys, clearly. This is something new and different that you haven't heard before. And so it, you know.
Yeah. All right. So I'll get into brief things here. This was put out, as we have said, August 11, 1997.
Yeah. Make us feel old.
Yeah. Well, we were young. He said driving around, but let's be clear. We were not driving.
No.
It was just, yeah. It was on. Yeah. okay. It was directed by Ben Unwin, who was an actor in the... around this time period, but he died at 42. Oh, I looked at his Wikipedia page because I was like... Why? What happened to this guy?
Okay.
And it says, possibly from bad spirits, where he lived.
What does that mean?
I'm just going to leave it at that.
Possibly from bad spirits where he lived.
Yeah. He was Australian. He lived in with the Aboriginals considered cursed grounds. And so possibly bad spirits got him.
Okay.
That was the only...
There was a little more, but that's all I wrote down.
Do you think they had hold of him when he made this video?
We'll see. Okay. So, now I guess it's time for just the straight up walkthrough of this.
Yeah, you have fun with that.
No, it's always our guest's pleasure.
Oh, that's right.
So, this is where you, Matt Tyson, you just tell us literally, no, none of your notes.
Right.
Just tell us what happens in the video relatively briefly.
Okay.
Into the mic.
Excuse me. Video opens up in a bar. Everyone's frozen. Zooms in on a television. Chumbawamba's playing. Zooms out. Sorry, stays in the TV. They play Getting Knocked Down, the first part of the song. It goes to the verse. The lady singer looks at you very condescendingly, says...
Putting a little bit in it now. Hold
sorry,
on.
Sorry. This is new for me. I'm the rookie.
She does give you a look.
Sings the part... Basically, you go through the bar, people are dancing, they're drinking, they're singing, they're having a good time. It cuts in and out of the bar and people in the bathroom doing general things, people doing the bathroom, the bar putting on their makeup, things of that nature. People in various social interactions. Cutting back and forth between that and the band playing in a black and red stage, all donned in black. And then towards the end, for some reason, everybody decides to start singing karaoke to this song. And lots of people you've seen throughout the bar, throughout the video, are now up on stage singing the last verse of the song, karaoke.
Yep. That was it.
That's it.
You did it. That was it.
He punishes all of our guests. Yeah. We hate doing it. Well, and we have to do it every episode, but every time we have a guest, he makes them do it.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I wrote a detailed explanation of this of the video in my notes already, so I was...
Okay. Like, I mean, literal...
Actually, part of my what I got out of it requires us to establish the concrete imagery.
Okay. First. Yeah. Well, let's do some basics. Like, did y'all enjoy covering this video? Did you have a good time?
No.
Okay.
Well,
not even a little.
Okay. Not song or video?
You can't say anything about the song. Come on.
Well, I did because I took it. The first time I watched it, I was like, you know, this is kind of a basic video. Like, there's not much here. And so I took the opportunity to... try to extract something from it that may or may not be there.
Great. It sounds like you're doing the podcast.
Well, yeah, but it is such a simple video. There's really not a whole lot happening. Bar, stage, bathroom, bar, stage. Mm-hmm. That's it, right? So I had fun doing it because I was like, I'm going to pick this apart.
Good. Mine was just, I was like, I'm going to have to mute this song. Because when you have it on a loop, this song can be a lot. But I didn't.
It's been stuck in my head since you mentioned me coming to do this. Like, every day of my life, I've been tortured by this.
We unlock a little memory, a core memory for you. Okay, so we will go now slower. Matt, I believe you have your detail, but any overall notes anyone wants to share before we get into just walking through it?
That's all I have is notes, okay. So I'm going to save them. Okay. If you don't, I do have a theory. I did stick to what we're supposed to do.
Okay.
But to be fair... It's mostly notes.
Okay, fine. Theory. I'm going to say one theory that didn't go anywhere. So if y'all have anything for it, but the orange shirt guy's important. but I don't know if he is. I couldn't figure it out if he was. Not him. Not the karaoke one, but you know the one in the rest of the video.
There's like three orange shirt guys.
The main one that's in the beginning.
You know what? I don't think he's important.
No, that's all I wrote. It goes no further.
Which is why I have to disagree, because I don't even remember which orange shirt guy you're talking about.
All right, so as Matt mentioned, it does open frozen. Everyone is frozen at the bar when our video opens as it zooms away or into the TV.
Into the TV
of Chumbawamba playing the song we're hearing.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, that happens.
Okay, nothing so far. They're just on the TV.
No, they're frozen. Why are they frozen?
Yeah, well, you got to jump there first. What's causing them to freeze?
Yeah. What, do you have something for that?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't.
I mean, do we want to keep walking through, or do we just want to get right into...
Just dive in, man, whenever.
Right into theories.
Sure.
Okay, how many do you have, Matt?
Two.
Okay, you go first.
They're long-winded, though.
Hey, it's all you.
Yeah, okay. Do one, and you have time to recuperate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just one.
And I'm going to see. We're going to see how the first one goes. And if the first one goes well, then I know, okay, I did this right. And if it goes wrong, then I know, okay, I'm going to leave early. So,
all right, here we go.
I'm not a much of a comedian to begin with, so
Strong start, Matt. Strong start.
I chose to approach this the way that I generally approach teaching, like, in my classroom. So we start with our concrete imagery, right?
He teaches third grade.
Yes, these third graders, very astute third graders. Alright, so no, you kind of like, there's not a lot happening in the video to begin with, so we had to kind of look at like what, like each kind of scene and what, look at what people are doing, look at what's happening, look at the colors, look at the things. So, you know, like you said, the opening, everyone in the bar is frozen, just kind of standing still, frozen this moment in the bar when they're clearly interacting, with one another, zooms in on the BAM. Band, all black outfits, all looking directly into the camera. Themes already, you have, with the frozen bar, you have themes of paralysis, being kind of stuck in a moment in life.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Go ahead. Go. Keep going. Yeah,
I'm feeling uncomfortable now.
No, you're fine.
You keep going.
All right. So you already have that, and then, so it comes back out, you know, does the or whatever, and then you have, I can't remember, I remember I looked up their names, I can't remember all of
The band members,
yeah, the band members' names, but the lady singer that sings at you the mm-hmm. pissing the night away part, right? Very deadpan, very professional. I'm just kind of going over imagery right now. Intercut with people moving around. Now they're drinking, they're talking, they're interacting, they're smiling. Now that the music's starting, I don't know, it seems everyone's going from frozen to doing something. Goes to the lead singer. He's walking through the crowd. He's now out of the video. He's now in the crowd. He's wearing white, right? He mm-hmm. goes from wearing black to white. Everyone, absolutely everyone in the video has a drink. And that seems to be a connector in their social situation. We cut back to the lady singer with the glasses. Same situation before. Now she's singing something slightly differently. Danny Boy, which has a cultural connection as well as almost like a patronizing kind of feel to it. Back to the band, all black. Notice that the band not only is in all black, but they all have no alcohol. They're not interacting with anybody else. They're wholly separate and apart in a very odd, you know, black and red setting. We'll get to the colors in a moment. The bathroom scene is very interesting when the second part time that she sings Pissing the Night Away. All the women in there have this very clear, like, mid-1990s alternative, independent, feminist-style look to them, right? They have this style to them a little bit. And yet, at the same time, they're also doing things that are very almost expected of what girls do in the bathroom. They're looking in the mirror. They're putting on their makeup, right? Okay, so we have all these things. So, in general, with all of these different images, you have starting off with Frozen, like I said, kind of being frozen in a place. All anyone's doing is interacting in a bar with alcohol. You have this, you know, like I said, this sort of like some of these contrasts with like the women in the bathroom, the black and the white. And so I started there with those images. Then I asked myself, what was happening in England in 1997?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so what was happening is...
Chumbawamba was playing.
Well, Chumbawamba was playing, yes, of course. You had, a lot was happening in 1997. You had the death of Princess Diana. National symbol. That's when she died. All right. You had the Hong Kong handover when this is important. when England had to give Hong Kong back over, handing over the last and largest, not the last, but the largest remaining colony of the British Empire, essentially marking the end of the British Empire. You also had the election of Tony Blair and Labour government for the first time in decades in England.
Let me pause you for 1 second.
No.
Okay.
Continue. No, go ahead. No. Pause.
So what with these? So those are things to know, right?
Yes.
Now I'm aware, kind of Chumbawamba's visions. They're outside of this music video, right?
I wasn't even getting into that.
Okay. As long as you're leaving that out, because that's a lot of research. That's cheap. Okay.
Yeah, no.
All right, continue then.
No, I'm just saying these are general. If you Google what major things happened in 1997, okay. Those are like the first three things that pop up, and that's the end of it, right? Cool. All right. You had all kind of things. So I decided what I connected this to is this kind of concept of people in England maybe dealing with identity. The issue of... Perhaps you have all these major changes that are kind of having them start to kind of lose maybe what identity they had. They're sort of in this flux, in this moment of change. What was very normal or what they had based their previous life on is different now, all these major issues. Anyways. So then I thought, okay, so then I'm going too far away from that. So how do I connect this back to the video? And so what I've decided is... is that what this video is really about? Is it's taking the anxieties of the people of England at the time, and sort of a search for identity, and sort of this loss of identity, perhaps, or this moment of major cultural change, and you see that in all, like I said, the contrast and whatnot of the video, and the whole getting knocked down part is not the people themselves. Being told, hey, it's okay, you're going through this moment of change, but you get knocked down, you get back up again. That's not what it is. The thing that's not getting knocked down is change itself, and that's what the band represents. They're dressed in their black, they're apart from everybody else, they're not interacting with the rest of everybody else. And so they're the ones who you can go to the bar and you can drink and you can dance, you can have a good time, you can try to forget about the things that are happening around you, but you can never escape the fact that life is constantly in change, and perhaps you'll never really know who you are, and you might stop me. I'm the one that might get knocked down every once in a while, but I always get up again, and you can't stop it.
Okay, deep.
Yeah.
There's a lot to unpack there.
Yeah.
And I'm worried about you. Let's be fair.
Yeah. Okay, so now, then, as you got deeper into your theory, do you believe that they did that? Or did you do all
no,
that?
No, no, okay. Not at all. All right. No.
I'd be more worried about you if you said, no, they did that.
No, that no. Was... I think, no, not at all.
No, but maybe subconsciously.
Maybe.
Okay, so the video then is about the band. The band is Change. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so then I want to get into more of like what then are the specific things. So when you, with the girls in the bathroom, we brought it up.
Right.
But what does that have to do with Change or not?
Well, it... Yeah. To me, it represents a moment of, like I said, like contrast. Like you have like almost like a...
Yeah, well, you said... So, right. Yeah, you picked... In that scene on its own, I think you said you brought an interesting point up as like they are not feminine looking, but they're doing feminine things.
Right.
Okay, yes. But in the grand scheme of your overall theme of change, what would that scene be?
Oh, because in moments of change, you often have a crisis of identity, oftentimes indulging in various different ways to kind of figure out who you are. Mm-hmm. So what you kind of have there is a representation of what people tend to do in moments of crisis. They might try something new or stay stuck to something in the past. They might not really know in what direction to go.
But they all look roughly the same.
Yeah.
It's all the same identity.
So many bleach blonde hairs here.
Right.
Yeah. Now, if you zoom out, I mean, there's one, I would have, like, the blue wig.
You talk about the three women in the bathroom and... Or the four women, and three of them are identical.
Pretty much, yeah. I thought it takes you like a viewing or two to make sure it's not the same person.
Right.
Yeah. No, and I'm not arguing with you, man. No. I'm just trying to I'm trying to make it into something all connected versus like you picked out a lot of like little things in parentheses that on their own are working, but I want to know in the whole thing, right? So with the karaoke, that is kind of weird for the video to just switch into karaoke suddenly at the end, right?
I do have a thought about that in my next theory.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, so the band is changing. They're singing about...
Themselves.
Right. Okay.
Right. They, like, and that's the whole idea. Like, that you can't...
In your opening, okay, so I'm going to go back to outside of your theme. You said that, or when you were describing the first part of it, that she sings at us condescendingly.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know if that's connected to anything. I just remember the first time I saw it, I thought, I feel like she's talking down to me for some reason.
Okay, so you felt a little judged by her. Anybody else in the video that you feel...
No.
No, just her.
Just that one.
Okay. That's fine.
She's looking directly at the camera. She's looking like right at you. Everyone else is just kind of like whatever, and she's...
She's the one that got you.
She's the one that got you.
It's also a mixture of some really bad acting, Matt.
Yeah.
That's a big part of it.
One of my notes is it looks like none of them are having a good time.
This is exactly one of my notes.
Yeah, none of the band wants to do this. It doesn't feel like.
They all look uncomfortable. That was my note.
Yeah. Especially the guy that is on the bullhorn a lot of times.
Yep.
He hates it. He's always like, he's not like going for it. He's like looking around like, can I stop?
He's very bored.
Yeah, he hates that megaphone.
Yeah.
Yep, that was a big note for me. Okay, boom, boom. Oh, same as orange shirt guy. Y'all fuck me with the orange shirt guy. I guess I won't ever talk about it again.
That's the one I'm talking about.
He doesn't tie in anything I can understand to make work, like as a story. Like you were talking about.
He represents change.
Yeah, he's changed. He's changed.
That's what it is.
How about, go ahead, Travis. Go ahead.
With what? You want my theory?
Yeah.
Sure.
Theories, notes, whatever. Do you have anything to add, Matt? We're not trying to cut you off. What else do you have? Anything revolving around that particular one?
I'm realizing now that had I just read exactly what I'd written down, it probably would have come out a lot more maybe logical sounding. Instead, I was watching the video trying to...
Well, do you want me to cut all of that and then just...
No, I don't think so.
No, I think I get it. I originally, when I watched it, putting myself in 1997 in Alabama, in the U.S., wouldn't work. And so it does kind of have like a political or a social issue in there a little bit. There's some guys in drag in this video, two by my count. I'm not 100% sure. Y'all keep saying the four women in the bathroom. One of them is
same thing with karaoke. There's like two.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's a couple doing karaoke. You didn't catch that, Matt, did you?
I don't,
so
I
the three so. Blondes in the bathroom are women.
Yeah.
But the one brunette is not. That's a man. That's what I guest.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, there are some social things in here that I kind of wanted to go after, but I wasn't in Britain in 1997, so I don't know if this was commonplace or not. I know it wasn't commonplace in America in Alabama, right? So that's the only thing I can tell you.
They just shut this bar down.
So that's why I didn't go down that road, but you just said there was a bunch of social issues going on. So I see where you went with it.
Sure. Oh, yeah, yeah. And that's when I was pausing him for that little while, like, Chumbawamba is a very active, like, activist band.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, and so it makes sense to have some type of social things, which, you know, I didn't go into for the video because I didn't pick that up, but I think, Matt, you going into it is not entirely wrong, given their background.
Right.
Which I was like, oh, he looked up their background and knew that.
Oh.
But you didn't.
You didn't know that.
So
yeah.
That means they are telegraphing it well enough to show.
Sure.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
So you did catch something there.
Matt, see,
that's pretty good.
You're welcome here.
All right. Thank you. So I'm going to go into my theory.
Okay.
It's dumb. but it's all I could do to get this down and quit watching this music video. So I'm just going to read it. So the band, and this is a prediction theory, by the way. I think they have predicted the future.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So they're in the bar, and the band is in the bar. When it zooms in onto the TV and Chumbawamba is performing, okay? That's the only time you see them performing. Even though they are in the bar itself, they don't perform. You kind of see them singing their lyrics here and there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a prediction in the future. They're watching. They're already in the future in a bar, and they're listening to their song come on, seeing their video come on. People are doing karaoke to it, and nobody knows that it's their song. They're a one-hit wonder, and they've predicted it in their own music video.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
I mean...
So what then...
You would think the patrons of the bar, they don't even know. They don't even know who they are. They're just walking around, and they're sadly singing lyrics to their song because they're like, oh, this is our song. It'd be great if everybody knew who we were.
So then for you, like, and maybe that's why, that's them dressing up in karaoke to see if they get, like, recognized for singing their own song. Okay. Then her.
Her, yeah, her.
What is she doing? She's just, like, roaming around, or is she going in the bathroom?
Oh, no, she thinks someone's going to recognize her.
Okay.
Yeah, she's that confident. No one does. Yeah. But it's arrogant confidence.
Mm. Or if it is, like, they are one-hit wonder. Her style is so famous from the video. All the girls look like her because they all dress like her from the video, but they still don't recognize it's her.
Okay. I'm fine with that. It's still mean, which is exactly where I was going.
Okay. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
What do you think, Matt? Is that right?
I think it's a good one.
any debate, any argument?
Or addition,
yes. No, we're good.
Okay.
I in my next argument, I have that there's some relationship there. So maybe we'll circle back to this.
Okay.
When I do my next one.
I only have one decent theory. So I'll go into what this video actually is.
Okay.
Because we didn't try to hit that at all.
Can you see that this is a guy?
I thought about that a while ago.
Okay.
As soon as you mentioned it.
What I think is in the song, and this is just what? Literal. Okay, so real meaning is going to the pub to get drinks night after night, through the good times and the bad, feeling the same about all of it. You're pissing the night away is the same as pissing your life away. You're drinking and pissing, wasting life as a drunk, but eventually you're successful enough to get out of the bar and onto TV. So it is, they are a local... Okay. Successful band, but everyone knows them there because that's why they're not reacting to them.
Yeah.
They're just people who are like, these guys were just drunks. Oh, you made it on TV. Way to go, Chumbawamba. Like, we don't care.
Okay. So I'm going to add to this.
This is just the regular meaning, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this isn't a theory because
it
feels like you just reached into the director's brain and pulled every bit of that out and said it verbatim, and that's what they fucking gave you, right?
Yeah.
So it's not a theory that couldn't be there. I think you just nailed what it was, which is really impressive considering I didn't think about
that's
it.
That's what I said. I said that's what it really is.
Okay. No, I'm agreeing with it.
Okay.
I told you I'm adding to it. Like, you did really well for figuring out exactly what it is.
Sure.
I didn't even get that.
Okay. Well, Matt, I have a feeling your second one's long.
It's a little long.
Do you want to go for the reading at this time, or you got it?
Yeah, I do. I'm gonna go for the I'm gonna read what I wrote down. Okay. Part of me kind of want to read what I wrote down for the last one too. Can I do that?
No, you got to move on to the second one.
That was so long.
All right. Well, it's not quite as long. Should have read the first time. All right. All right. So, what's happening in this video is that the band is actually playing on stage.
Okay,
they're actually playing on stage, but no one's paying attention to them. So what's happening, the band is actually there, they're playing on stage, and no one's paying attention to them. And so with the video, them appearing on the television is kind of symbolic of what they feel like right now. Like background noise, like, you know, you go to a bar sometimes and there's a TV on, and maybe it's like a game or whatever, and people are like... Maybe you kind of watch it with like we're doing right now with the sound off over and over again. But, you know, it's just sort of like something that's on, it's there, no one's really paying attention to it. Right? And so with the band kind of being out in the crowd and also like in the bathroom, like the idea is that the band, they might as well be in the bathroom, they might as well be wandering around unnoticed. There's what we were talking about kind of earlier about, you know, about them being there in the first place. So, but rather than being more literal, it's like this is basically what it feels like right now.
So when she sings condescendingly at you, it's because she's mad you're not listening.
Maybe.
And she's locking eyes with one person. Maybe. Yes. Like, you well, listen to me.
Maybe. We'll see. But anyways, sorry. I was reading my notes. I don't want to get lost again. But I think the greater commentary the band is trying to make with the video is no one really appreciates, you know, good art anymore. Here they are, you know, they've got this huge ensemble. Clearly they put a lot of thought into their show and their song and their musicianship, and no one seems to be paying attention, and no one really cares about modern art or good art anymore, because everyone is, you know, at the bar, they're drinking, they're more involved with themselves, and they're here, like in the mirror and all that kind of stuff, and they are actually appreciating good art. And so the only time that the song actually finds any footing in the video, at the time that people seem to pay attention to it, is when it's being done as a karaoke song. And so, again, commentary kind of about the way that people think about and consume art these days is it's not good enough when it's there in front of you making you think about something, but when it's become like a caricature of itself, something that can be repurposed and presented in a way that's not threatening, like a karaoke song, that's when people finally start to pay attention to it, because the real stuff is too thought-provoking, and clearly nobody wants to think too much because Princess Diana has died and the Hong Kong handover and there's a loss of identity. And no one wants to think about that. They don't want to think about change. They'd rather just do their drink. And the only time the song gets any real attention is when it's been turned into basically a game.
Okay. I like that.
So it's a prediction.
See what happens when I read stuff?
Yeah. No, and it ties in basically every theory so far.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see it. Yeah. They're predicting that they're going to be parodied. Reduced to karaoke to be popular.
Pretty much.
Okay. That's fine.
And they are.
Yeah. So what's the orange shirt guy doing?
No bearing.
Like most things in a postmodern existence, he has no meaning. He's just there floating around. Mm-hmm. Like you.
Do you have that tattoo on you somewhere?
No, I don't.
All right, hit us with your theory.
Okay. So. this was mine that I was like fine with, right?
Okay.
All right. So. This song in the video is about the lead singer, and I believe it's the guy with the glasses and the leopard head.
Okay.
It's about these two guys, and they have been going around to bars, regular bars. We have to discuss the bar because we've only briefly touched on it. There are several drag queens. There's a lot of gay people out there.
Sure.
And it does make it feel either purposeful. But as you said, we're not culturally British, and I think they're more accepting of that thing anyway.
I think so.
And so I think this could just be a normal bar for them.
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We're from Alabama. We don't see this now, even. And this was 1997.
Yeah.
So I think that it's their first time in this bar. They have struck out at every bar.
Okay.
And now they're coming to this one that they've heard is very progressive, and they're like, we don't care. We need something.
Okay.
And so they come to this bar, and that's why the lead singer, when he's singing, looks terrified or miserable, right? You see it. It was good timing. I'm glad.
Yes.
And then you see the other guy sitting in the chair, and everything's just going on around him, and he's bored, and like no one will pay him any attention. It's because these guys are losers at this place, right?
Okay.
And so they get knocked down, as in they get rejected, and they keep getting up again. But all they end up doing is pissing the night away and hanging out in the bathroom because they can't get any numbers.
Okay. Okay. So they're trying to peacock it up.
Yes, they're trying to peacock
and failing miserably every time they do.
Yeah. And if we want to tie in the condescending lady, she sees right through them because she's yes. She's a regular at this bar. She tells all the girls in the bathroom, hey, they're just trying to get laid. Ignore those guys.
Pissing the night away.
Okay. And then they go on karaoke in disguise to attempt to lure people with their charms, but then they're bad at karaoke, so it's over.
Okay.
That's it.
I'm fine with it, actually.
Yep.
It makes it more entertaining to watch.
Yeah, it gives a
if that's a story. What it is. It gives a story to follow, which is better.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's fine.
There's one guy, kind of towards the end of the song, that you notice, like, he's suddenly decided he's not having a good time anymore. He's just sitting in a chair, and he looks very angry and upset. We're going to have to wait for the whole thing to play again.
Oh, are you talking about, that's the leopard guy.
What?
That's the guy with leopard hair, isn't it?
The leopard print hair?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. He's the other one that's striking out.
Right. I was going to say, he looks very...
ready to go.
Yeah.
He's
upset.
He's accepted the fate.
Yeah.
Yeah. The blonde guy's still roaming around like, maybe, if I keep drinking these liquor drinks and vodka drinks, cider drinks, right. I have a chance.
A lot to mix at one time.
A lot of bad stuff. Okay, that was it.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
For what it is, and let's get into what it is. Okay. Oh, actually, let's just get into the board.
Yeah.
Acting.
Bad.
So bad.
Yeah. Everybody's bad.
Around the board. Yeah. There's nobody excluded. Everyone's bad.
Maybe that's why I felt like the lady was being so pretentious, is because her acting is so terrible. It feels like it's so forced.
I'd still give her the best out of everybody, but it's still bad.
Disagree. The nerd singing karaoke.
Okay.
Is the best.
Yeah. The karaoke people feel the most natural.
They do.
Yeah, they actually look like they're having a good time, but that's not the band. The band hates this. Yeah.
The band doesn't look like they're having fun at all.
No.
Like, very emotionless. Maybe that was the point. I don't know.
I don't think so, Matt. No, I mean, you're giving them, if it was the point, they're incredible actors. They're not that good of actors.
Right. Mm. Yeah. They're miserable.
Yeah.
All right.
I'd love to support that.
Did you find any mistakes? I did not.
I tried. I found one-ish mistake. At 3:20, the bald guy he's looking directly into the camera to follow it for a minute before he starts doing his thing. It's at the end. You'll see it.
Bad acting.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just like staring right into it.
It's probably not a mistake, but it's very clear that at the very end of the video, orange shirt guy is just saying blah, blah, blah,
yes.
blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like,
I cover that. Well, so that is my least favorite part of the video.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's at 3:19. He's just going rah, 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 rah. Which is like an acting trick where you're supposed to say like peas and carrots.
Right.
So it looks like you're saying something in the background, but he's just moving his mouth.
Dead center in the camera. Like, we can read your lips, dude. Like,
yeah.
Like right now in the background, that would work because you're not paying attention. You're being talked down to by this lead singer lady. And so in that situation, it would be fine. Yeah. But
he's dead center, rah, 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 rah.
Yeah. He's like the last guy having a conversation in the whole video.
Yep.
All right. That's a good catch because I didn't catch that one either. I think I was over it, though, to be fair.
We'll call that two mistakes, Matt. I think we got them.
Yeah. Okay. Do they go together?
Yes.
I think you made them go together, and I give you all credit for that.
Oh, okay.
But no, I don't think they're...
You don't think these two match?
No. No one gets knocked down. Okay?
Do they get up?
Are you kidding me?
I just feel like...
How do they go together? 90% of the song is, I get knocked down.
That is true. But I think they kind of go together because of the pub atmosphere. It's a pub song. It's a pub video.
Yeah, no. I'm not giving it vibes. Okay. It has nothing to do with the song.
You get knocked down in life, you go to the pub. That's how you get up again. It's what makes you feel better, right? That's what we all do. Oh, I've had such a long day. I've been beat up and knocked down all day. And you go to the pub, and you hang out with your friends, and you have a few drinks, and you forget about the fact that...
I disagree, because I'll say this. before you got here and before I got here tonight, Jared and Kristen played this song, had such a good time that they went to the bar.
Oh, because we just wanted to be, everyone's holding that drink.
Just to get one, yeah, beer. One nothing beer. Knocked you down. It picked you up, and then y'all went and got a drink.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, a lot of people in this video are having a good time, just not the band.
So it does not match. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's fine. You can... Totally fine.
Sure. All right. What would you change?
Wait, did we skip something? What? Yeah.
Favorite part, least favorite part?
Yeah, favorite part or one sentence, summations?
We're getting there.
Okay. Okay.
We haven't got the scores yet.
We're just flying through this part. I feel like we skipped something.
Not yet. I've got them all.
Okay. What would I change? I did write that down. For mine, just hit on everybody. Show them, like, I get knocked down and I get up again. Show them
agreed.
Failing, taking that drink he's talking about, and then trying again.
Fair enough.
Easy enough. And then, or let's see them get drunk, hammered, like pass out, and then come back to the bar again, and that's their I get knocked down and get up again. But as I said, from soccer camp, this always read as like a fight song to me for sports.
Yeah, okay, good. What would you change?
I still think all my theories are right, but I wish like it would feel better if the band looked more like they like listen, it's not just that they don't look like they're having a good time. They look weird in their movements a little bit. Like mm-hmm. they're floppy and they're I would tighten up that performance party because I know I said a second ago maybe it's on purpose, but it just looks like they're like it's almost like you can tell they're just in there like playing along to a track, right? You know, like you know, you can,
yeah,
because you know that's how they do the music videos in general. Usually, they're not actually playing the song,
yeah, and he's not really singing,
right? And he's responding to it, and it's just so kind of obvious that that's what's happening here.
So they just hate it.
What you would change is you would have had them go to theater or when they were in high school.
Look more like you do when you're actually playing the song, yeah, not when you're pretending to play the song. I know you're pretending to play it, but we're not supposed to know that.
Yeah.
So and just their movements and the way that they look and everything makes it feel like they're clearly not feeling the music. They're not into it, so it doesn't.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Okay. Yeah. So just what I would have changed, and it's more along your note, but make it a fight video. And I thought of a great American version of this with like Butterbean. I don't know if y'all know who Butterbean is, but Butterbean doing some fights and then just getting completely toasted afterwards.
Yeah.
You know, he gets knocked down in the fight, then he gets knocked down because he's drunk. Just turned it into a good fight video.
Yeah.
And they could have done this British. I'm sure there's a British version of Butterbean somewhere out there, right? So they could have done anything like that, and it would have been so much better.
97, wasn't that Lennox Lewis, if you wanted a boxer?
Sure. I think Butterbean was 97, too.
Yeah.
He was fighting in that time, and I think he fits more of the vibe.
He fits more of the vibe. Yeah. Like you said, there's British.
Yeah, like just get you a British.
We say British. Bean. We don't know where they're
and put a fight on. England-ish. Let me see someone get knocked down.
Yeah,
I got to hear it 50 times. Let me see it.
Show me.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Fight.
Best part for me, I didn't at 2:34. When the girl goes in the bathroom and then immediately comes out in a different outfit.
Yeah.
I thought
it was just a different girl.
I think it's the same girl in a different outfit. But it's the only time that I'm like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. They tried to do something cool.
That's it. That's the only time in the whole video. And the worst part is every time the school librarian is singing close up. I hate it.
All right.
I hate it.
I didn't like it either.
That was your least favorite part, was her singing?
I think that I've watched this music video so many times that it's gone from being like, you know how like there are certain things that you like, you look at and you hate it, but you have to continue to look at it. Like there's like this weird need to continue to see it, right? You know what I mean? That's where I'm
like
at.
Studying this, it.
Like,
you have
this point in the video where I'm like, every time she comes on, it's like, I hate it, but I think there's some weird dopamine release happening too. I don't get it. I don't know. So I think maybe subconsciously it's become my favorite part, but I like this part. I don't know why. With the dude just in the bathroom headbanging, like I don't have an explanation behind that. It's just, it's so ridiculous looking. Okay. Like again, like the thing that I hate about the video or that I wish that they looked like they were more authentic, it's the same problem with him in the bathroom, but for some reason it's hilarious.
It works for you there.
It's just funny.
Okay. Yeah. My favorite's the karaoke. No, they're all good for the karaoke.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
A lot of costume change, like
outfit switching.
Nobody, like, you don't really see a lot of people, as far as I recall, in the dressed up the way that some of them do. I feel like there's some definite, I don't know, they feel more flamboyant like this.
I'll agree with you. It's more costumey.
Yeah.
But I think that was a conscious decision.
Yeah, these outfits were not on accident. You didn't just hire extras and they came dressed like this.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. It could be a themed karaoke night. And maybe they dressed up as whoever they're... Well, they
dressed up
as
Change.
I don't know. There you go. They dressed up as Change. All right. Give us your one-sentence summation, Jared Cothrell.
Pissing a video away.
Yeah. Fair. Matt, one-sentence summation?
Really bored band in the 90s.
Mine is Bleach Blondes, Big Glasses, bald heads, and bad karaoke.
But now you got to get through it without...
Without stumbling?
No, you got to. We're not moving on. Let's go.
It's too many bees.
Round two, at least one other time.
Bleach Blondes, Big Glasses, bald heads, and bad karaoke.
Hey! Okay, cool. So now, I guess our not real score... 6 pints.
I gave it 11 candles because I think I was 11 years old when this came out.
Okay. Yep.
I wasn't aware that not
really. Okay, what do you want to rate this on a scale of anything to anything?
Anything.
Like, I gave it 6 pints of beer. Okay. And he gave it whatever the fuck.
11 candles.
11 candles.
I'm going to give it 47 apothecary draft house coasters.
Okay.
Yeah. Perfect. Right. Yeah, that works.
They would play this at Apothecary.
I feel like they would need that at least that many
at least,
for
yeah.
the number of drinks.
All right. Now for the time you've all been waiting for. Our real
scores.
Unless you feel like there's something we missed.
I don't guess so. Oh, would we music video night with Chumbawamba?
Would we? That's a great question.
Yeah. Would you want to have them over to watch music videos? Mm-mm. I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
They don't want to be there.
No.
Agreed.
They don't look fun to me. Like, I don't feel like they'd be fun guys to hang out with.
And to be fair, we only base this off of the video we're watching.
Right.
Not your real lives, okay? No. Y'all may be fantastic people, and we may have the time of our lives in a real music video night. But would we music video night with the characters from this video?
Yeah.
No.
No. And it, depending on the theory, too, like, them predicting the future, not being famous, that would be the most tolerable ones to hang out with.
Yeah.
But the ones, if they're dressed up as Change, as his theory, no. If they're losers who cannot pick up anybody, no. So it's just 2 out of 3.
It's bad. All right, real scores. I guess.
Let's both guess Matt's first.
Okay.
Matt, we're going to guess your score.
Okay.
I guessed Matt at a 6.19.
I guessed him at a 5.81.
Okay. Matt, you may reveal your real score.
It was 6.7.
Oh, I was close.
6.70. So slightly above average.
Just a little bit.
This would almost fall. If it's almost a 7, it's almost good.
Yeah.
It's like a good video.
It is a good video. It's a decent video.
Okay.
Yeah. That's okay. Wow. Interesting.
It, well, it's... I mean, okay. So, I think that's a fair score because it is, regardless of many other elements, it is a very... tight, structurally sound music.
It's a competent.
I mean, it is.
It is a music video.
It's very straightforward. It's not too much. I think you can say it's saying a lot and saying too much, but it's not too much in and of itself. It gets the job done, and for the analytical and casual viewer.
So I did ask you. I did ask you earlier. Like, do you believe that's what they meant? And then you keep referencing your stuff as if it is the case. And I think you're giving them points for that.
No.
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 Okay.
Okay.
All right. I kind of did. You pick that up a little bit,
but I'll say this: we always score our guest higher than we would ourselves.
Yeah,
because we do this so often.
Right.
We tear videos apart almost daily at this point. So, what we think is a good video, it's good to know that the average viewer of this video may think this is a 6.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
Yeah. We're not knocking your score. You can absolutely
not at all.
Think that.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, you can justify it.
It's your score. All right. Now, me and Matt will guess.
Okay.
For you, Jared, I guessed you at a 3.92.
I went 5.4.
5.40?
Yes.
I'm too high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a 2.28.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. I'm not that bad, but I knew you were going to be low.
I think it. The only thing that's going to save this is if we ever do some rescoring, because I couldn't remember what was lower. Because it's definitely not the worst we've ever seen.
It's not.
No. It's just there's nothing going on here. This video is nothing.
Yeah.
It was a waste of time.
All right. Your guess.
All right. Travis, I guessed you to 2.19.
Okay. Your guess?
Oh, see, I guessed you at a 6.2, which I'm realizing now is...
Fair. This happens all the time.
You're not wrong. It's just
So I scored it a 1.72.
Ooh, no, that's too low.
I don't think it is, but I agree with you. We do need to go back and look at some other...
Yeah.
Our old scores of some videos. Because it's not the worst. You're right.
No.
But it's not good.
No, it's not good. No one's having a good time. It didn't mean anything, regardless of Matt's excellent analysis. It meant none of that. I wish it did. And you know what? Maybe, you know, as we know, they are activists. Maybe. That's the only reason I'm saying there's a chance that there is.
No, that's the beautiful part about stuff like this, is that there probably is... nothing behind it. And most criticism of anything is people putting their own thoughts into it.
Yeah.
Which I definitely did 100% with my understanding of this music video. But I think there's probably nothing there. Mm-hmm. Possible.
Nothing there. I agree. Nothing there. Not enjoyable to watch. I did not want to continue. Not
75 times in a row.
I agree with you. You said at the beginning of the podcast, you could play the song over and over again, and it's really not that bad. It's fine.
Yeah.
But the video was like two times through, and I was like, I'm done. I don't want to watch this again.
And I'll give it that credit. As Matt said, it is competently made. Yeah. Like, it's not a badly structured music video.
No.
So to me, I didn't hate watching. There's been other videos where I'm like, man, can I stop watching? This didn't bother me because it was just nothing. Yeah. It was just washed over me every time. I didn't worry about it.
Well, too, like, especially if your goal is just let's make the music video and let's get it done. I don't really have a good idea. What can we do? Like, keeping it simple and compact is usually the best way to go with most things anyways. Mm-hmm. So by that measure, like, it definitely gets the job done as what it's supposed to do. It's memorable enough.
But like, so like, what then if, that's too big of a question to ask you, to put it at above a 5, which would be our average, you're in the, you know, mid 6s.
Yeah.
I wonder then what do you consider? I think we're allowed to ask that, Travis. If we have, what is like one of your favorite music videos of all time?
Yeah.
Okay, one of my favorite music videos of all time is now I've lost the song.
Didn't love it too much, huh?
No, I did. It's one of my favorite bands. I do this all the time.
I do it all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
It's not just you.
It's Motion City Soundtrack. What's the name of that song?
Do they have a video?
Yeah.
Okay, Motion City Soundtrack.
Okay. Motion City Soundtrack.
We'll
find the video.
No, hold on.
They have a lot of songs.
Yeah, no. And
I'm telling Travis.
Favorite songs.
I know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know any of them.
It's my favorite band, and now I'm blanking on the song.
Okay,
Beth played a couple of them one time.
Okay.
That style of music.
Okay, cool. I think we'll watch one.
Yeah. All right.
Soon.
Motion City Soundtrack.
I've got that song in my head, and I'm trying to see if I can
come up with the
lyrics.
Look right at the camera.
Yeah.
Let's just, Travis.
It's going to bug him until he gets
no
it.
Words. Travis, no words.
Get a laugh.
Yeah, it's a funny situation. Now I'm starting to worry that the title of the song isn't in the lyrics at all. Like, you know how it's something that you always know, and then the moment you have to actually talk about it, and the only thing that pops up in your head is the wrong thing, because what I want to say is, wow, I can get sexual too by saying anything, but that's so not the correct. I don't know why those two things are mixing in my brain
right now. Are those just your thoughts in the room?
No.
It's okay.
The future freaks me out. That's what it is. Thank you, Jesus. The
future freaks me out. Okay.
All right, we got it.
It is in the lyrics, too. I had to get to it.
Boom. There we go. Wrote down. It'll be part of our Friday.
And on Friday night, we will be judging you.
Okay.
Just letting you know. If you feel judgment from miles and miles away, just know that's us.
I'll be right.
The hairs in the back of your neck. Yeah, they're watching Motion City Soundtrack.
It's a ridiculous video, but I like it.
Cool.
Okay.
We'll watch it. All right.
God, I think that is it.
That's it.
That's all I got.
Okay.
Same.
Matt, do you have anything else for us?
You want to plug anything?
Nope.
Any projects? You got?
Projects, no.
You're in third grade classroom?
He's not really third grade. Yeah. No,
I don't know what grade you teach. Eighth grade. Okay.
The worst. The worst grade.
The worst.
It's a tough time to be alive.
All right, guys, that's it. Listen, if Jared messed up on anything today, go hit us up on all our socials and let him know where he messed up so he can apologize for it next week. That's all I got. Thanks for listening. That's Jared.
That's Travis.
And that's Matt. Right. Peace.
If you stuck around, Matt, I'm going to give you the chance to read your first theory in the brief.
Yep. Oh, okay.
Well, this is your moment.
If I should have just, I should have read it the first time.
Well, you didn't.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Like, again, I want to explain. I got way too caught up watching the music video. I explained things, shut up. The video represents the loss of identity in the United Kingdom. All right, at least the specter of it, like the specter of the loss of identity, at least that's what it feels. The video is a montage of contrasts and coping mechanisms such as alcohol, dancing, singing, putting on makeup. These are all the antidotes to this fear, as they have been for generations. So people often respond to great moments of change with these kind of coping mechanisms. The song is not about the human spirit, though. It's not about the human spirit, like standing up in the face of change and, you know, getting up after they get knocked down. It's about the inevitable change that gets all of us. They're in black because all change is ultimately death. That's right. So you try to forget about it. You push it away. You knock it down, if you will, with alcohol and with social interaction, with dancing and singing, things of that nature. But that only happens for a short time, because in the end, change is what always wins out. So you should drink and dance and sing because the force of change and the inevitable slow march of death will come for all of us. And the woman, I figured this out too, the woman, I wrote this down at the bottom because I had it later, the woman's part, the reason that you feel weird when she talks to you is because she is change / death speaking to you, and everything that she says feels kind of like Danny Boy. It's very like, oh, you know, kind of Danny Boy situation. Don't cry for me, like, don't get emotional about it. Piss the night away, go drink, have a fun time because I'm coming to get you, right? He sings the songs that remind him of the good times and the songs that remind him of the better times. That's what they're doing. They're trying to push that specter away, but the band represents change. They're like, no, can't knock me down, I'm inevitable, you're all gonna die, man.